Brent Robinson grazing. Apparently he's moved cattle up here, so everybody's happy.
I met with Brent and thought everybody was happy.
I met with Brent.
Candace wanted to follow up and meet with him, and I don't know.
I told you. I came to your office and talked to you on that Monday.
I don't
but
know.
But the general idea that I got was if there's a problem with overcharging, if there's a problem with my cattle, he looked at me and he said, so why did anybody come talk to me? Why is this an issue? I'm willing to work through. If you think there was an overcharge, let's talk about it. He said he'd like to work through a particular individual on the board to have a continuum of information. And I said, so this is your 7-year grazing program. You're in it 4 years or so. From our understanding about fences, about, remember the discussion on Deer Springs Point, what could be done here or there. When I spoke to him, he said, I'm paying X number of dollars per head, and you're telling me someone else would come in and pay double the amount. This is what I'll do for you. I said, so in other words, if we look at your 7-year contract, you're telling me if we keep it on with you, look at it again as to what your plan is to assist the ranch in wildlife and how he can effectively work that direction, repairing some fences, because I understood that was some of the comments, and he says, well, if you look here, it says I'm not responsible for fences. But he said, if I have an agreement with the ranch and I'm working with the ranch, I will come up with a plan as to how we can create something for the ranch that's long-term. So I benefit, but at the same time, I want to make sure that the ranch benefits as well. He said he was going to put something together and work with Dale, if that was appropriate, to see if we could put something that's going to work for us so that we can move forward rather than just be stagnant with it. And he said he'd be willing to put together a program. He said, if it's okay with Dale, so I went in and spoke with Dale, and Dale said, yes, he'd be willing to work with him in those terms. He has not gotten back with him yet on that, so I don't know. I asked him about royalties, and as Dale knows, he says, I've been paying him, here's my paperwork, everything's up to date. Again, he said, if you have problems, please discuss them with me. So whether it's a gate left open, whether he's got more cattle up here or not, do you want him to increase the number of cattle? Because that's what the 7-year grazing contract had stated. So he said, we need to go over it. And I said, well, if Dale will be your contact, we'll work together to see what we can do. He was completely unaware, quote unquote, of any problems that might have existed.
Did we resolve the ownership question?
What, the lot?
That he has to be a member of the association in order to use the grazing?
I haven't checked. She said that she'd worked out with him and that everything was fine.
You sent me the paperwork.
Or he said it was fine. And
yes.
I prepared deeds, but I haven't heard back from Candace.
Okay, so but we've transferred a lot to him.
No.
We're in that process.
In the process.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I sent her something 2 or 3 weeks ago. Are you going to move that way?
Mm-hmm. The board was in agreement to that. Yes. Yes. And thank you for that again. But with talking with him, like I say, it seemed to me to be resolved, and with you as well. Correct? So I thought it was an issue that was taken care of.
All right. The issues have either been resolved or are being worked through. Mm-hmm. Great. One of the questions that came up in our discussion, I think, had to do with hauling water up to Deer Springs Point. Is that in the plan? Is that
no.
So he's not going to put cattle out there?
Oh, cattle go in and out of there every day. There's a pond up on top of there. But it's for some reason, never has any water in it.
What he said he'd like to do is he has the contact to work through government agencies, et cetera. And that's what he's been doing down in his area. What he'd like to do is go up there and work through them. And he says it could take 4, 5, 6 years to do this process, to go up there and do some burns. go up in there and plant some, I'll say wheat, something up there, create the area up there for wildlife. He would put that together and work with us and go through that bureaucratic situation because he's used to it, and then and work with us to increase the wildlife, to have a plan for 10 years from now, not just this year.
Do we realistically expect the BLM and the staircase to let us be grazing in 10 years? What do you think?
I think so. They've kind of came down on hammered this Grand Canyon Trust or whatever, this environmental group that started buying up ranches and grazing rights. They forced them to start running cattle.
They
bought all the permits. J.R. Jones, the 2 Mile Ranch, they bought all that up, and everybody threw a fit because they bought it with the intention of getting cattle out of there. Well, the BLM has forced them to run cattle. They hired the Jones kid back to run the ranch.
Because
I was surprised, and when I talked to him, and he told me the situation.
He had the paperwork also. There was a question from the board that, oh my gosh, if we don't use all the AUMs, we're going to lose them and a problem here or there. He had paperwork to show me that this indeed has not happened. You saw it too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
No. And that's not an issue. That has not happened. That is not a problem.
Okay.
I talked to Brent, and part of the explanation was that the AUMs that were allotted were maybe allotted too much to begin with. The ranch could not really support that much grazing.
Well, that 1,200 AUMs was on the old year-round cattle operation of Finley.
40 years ago.
When he had all the sand hills, had the ranch, 2 Mile Ranch, all that stuff out there was a part of it. But we've never had 1,200 active AUMs since we bought in 71.
So we pretty much addressed all those issues that the board had with Brent, and I thought that it was pretty much resolved and acceptable on both sides.
Part of it is just we need to be better communicating. I feel bad sometimes that it seems like we're hammering Brent because of grazing, and it's just a lack of communication. Then he gets hammered on gravel, and it's a lack of communication to know who has actually done permits or paid fees or not. And then, boom, the next week or two, somebody's upset because there's a new crusher up there, and the way they set up, because nobody knew they were coming in or told them where to set, they essentially destroyed his crushing or screening operation because he can't get material into his screener now without a massive amount of work, because they took all his material, so they had to set him up in a different spot. So it's
And after we had talked to him and what his plan was for that road and how he was going to do this and actually move that, then all of a sudden someone comes in and does this. That's why I said there needs to be, and I don't like control over everything for board doing this and policy, but if you don't do on major issues as this, you're going to lose a lot. But anyway, I thought that Brett Robinson was fine with this, and Dale will be the coordinator at this point with Brent.
Very good.
Okay.
Do you think I need to check with the BLM, or have you checked with the BLM to know whether he needs land or doesn't need land?
I left that up to you.
No.
Yeah. Well, would you then? Yes, because he had done this before, and
Brent,
the need was
that it was not required.
He didn't tell me that.
Not convinced at all that it is not required.
Well, it was done in the past. He told me he didn't know that it was no longer in his name that he needed that. So,
and again, I don't know. I don't know whether the land was ever taken out of his name. I know that the land was put in his name. And can we look in our ranch files, records, and find out what happened on it?
Barbara reported last time that he is not officially a member of the association. He's not allowed on.
What happened to the deed that was deeded to him? Was it ever deeded back? Robinson says he doesn't know anything about it being deeded back.
So and that was prior to him actually owning the lot.
Right, but Diane Wirt had given to him.
Right.
From what I understand, that there was something that she had done when she went to the courthouse to check on ownership.
She checked on all of them.
And all of them. He did not have 75. Now, we'll ask her for that paperwork, but his name was not on that.
Yeah.
And at that point, he no longer owned them. Now, I wasn't on the board. I wasn't part of it. I don't know what happened or where it went. I just know it doesn't exist, according to Barbara. But we are going to make it exist. And regardless of anything else, that's the way we did it before, and it worked. I think it's a system that it did work. Do it again. And it's in that process.
Okay.
I prepared for Kansas a deed from DSROA to Robinson. And a deed from Robinson back to DSROA, so he's not in control.
Okay. And you've given those to her, you've given them, or you still have them?
I still have them. Okay. I want to talk to you about those.
What needs to happen now?
Mail them?
They go to Brent, or just...
But I thought it needed a signature.
Do they need recorded?
One of them.
The one to him needs to be recorded.
Right.
Yeah.
The deed back should be held in our file
right.
as an emergency
right.
goodbye Brent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you have a question or if you need signatures or whatever, I didn't know exactly where you were on it.
Okay.